16 hits, tying a Big Ten tournament record set by Iowa against Maryland in the 2022 conference tourney. 52% overall from the field, 30 out of 58, as the Badgers defeat UCLA here today, 86-70. They were raining threes early and never really cooled off. If you go from 12 of 19 in the first half to 7 of 13, if that's the definition of cooling off, I think Greg Gard will take that every day and twice on Sunday.
Well, they just didn't get enough shot attempts up. I mean, there's no cooling off. They just kind of didn't get enough shot attempts up.
It was terrific work, and we said it again. We talked to Kamari about it, the defensive work in this game against a UCLA team that put up 85 against Wisconsin. I mean, to score this against a team as good defensively as UCLA is one thing, but to hold, I mean, the 70 points, they got some, you know, some points there late with some open looks, but 32% from the floor for the Bruins here today.
Well, and that to me is where you look at it defensively, fantastic, but I think in general, like, it's just a great statement. Now, I know they're not going to talk about it, but I think more than anything, what this does is I'm just going to say.
You're going to jinx it?
That's what I was worried about. So I don't know. I might not, but I'll put it this way. I think it helps seating location.
I think it does.
I think that's a thing that it might help seating location. Now, I'm not a jinx, so I'm not going to say that, but I think it helps seating location, wherever that location might be. If you can connect the dots, I'll let others connect the dots.
Yeah, the old line, like, there is no such thing. So we're having fun with it.
Realistically, I do think that this win here does help, because you had Iowa State that lost yesterday, so there's no more quality wins that they can add to their schedule. This is a quality win.
Oh, big time.
And I know it's the body of work, but you've just added, and that's the thing that when you get to selection, you know, Sunday, you'll hear, well, it's not just the last 2 weeks. It's not the last 10. When I played, it was, how are they doing over the last 10?
Yep.
That's all gone. Now, they're, as far as weighted and measurements and stuff like that that you'll hear as they talk through this, the one big thing about it will be, okay, it's the whole body. Well, this is a big part of one of the body, right? One of the metrics, one of the, you know, games, this one carries a lot of weight.
It
does. A good win.
Big quad one win here today. This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It was an onslaught here today as Wisconsin defeats UCLA 86-70. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful has the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat UCLA this afternoon, 86-70, setting up one semifinal game. It'll be the Badgers and Michigan State tomorrow. Our coverage will start at 11 a.m. Central, tip set for noon. The night session quarterfinal matchups will have Illinois against Maryland. That will begin at 5:30 Central Time, followed by Purdue and Michigan. So can they shoot like this tomorrow against Michigan State, Butchie?
Well, they can't shoot worse than they shot at East Lansing. So that, how about that answer?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle,
yeah,
right?
Somewhere in the middle, and we're going to have a really good game tomorrow.
Yeah, 5 for 32 in that game in East Lansing from 3, 19 of 32 against a very good defensive outfit in UCLA here this afternoon. So the Bruins will be heading in to the NCAA tournament with a 22-10 record. The Badgers right now are 25-8 going into tomorrow's semifinal game. John Tonjay with 26 points and 9 rebounds, 9 of 10 from the floor. He did pitch a perfect game from the three-point line, 6 out of 6. How about his two games against UCLA? 12 of 13 from 3, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. He had 4 assists in the game as well. John Blackwell with 18 points. Kamari McGee with 14. Steven Crowell with 13 here today. Xavier Amos ends up with 8. 3 for Max Klesmet. 2 for Carter Gilmore. 2 points and 8 rebounds for Nolan Winters. Sebastian Mack with 18 to pace the Bruins. 14 for Kobe Johnson. 9 apiece for William Kyle III and Trent Perry. 7 apiece for Dylan Andrews and Sky Clark. 4 for Adai Mara. 2 points, 9 rebounds for Tyler Bilodeau. 86-70. Wisconsin knocks off UCLA. When we continue, we'll take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Postgame coverage continues as Wisconsin defeats UCLA this afternoon, 86-70. We'll take a glance at some of the other games going on, conference tournaments. So we got the two other games tonight, of course, in the Big Ten. Take a glance at the SEC. Tennessee leading Texas 53-45. They're about 6 minutes into the second half. Auburn got through Ole Miss today 62-57. In the American Athletic, it was Memphis outscoring Wichita State 83-80. Later tonight in the ACC, you got Duke and North Carolina. Big storyline for Duke, though, is about health. Cooper Flagg
injured yesterday. Big 12 semifinal tonight. You got BYU in Houston. And you've got two really good games in the Big East tonight. Marquette and St. John's, that'll tip off at Madison Square Garden at 5:30 Central Time, followed by UConn and Creighton. We talk a lot about the Big Ten showcase today. The Big East has a pretty good stage here tonight.
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, it's been great today. I've said it. We talked about it earlier today. Today's the best day in college basketball. You really get everybody out there going up against each other. You get good versus good. And you got two more of those coming in here tonight in Indianapolis, and then you're going to have the semis in this league, which is going to be phenomenal as well. And I mean, this is great. And just bottom line, it's fantastic. Sit back, make sure you got a good chair, a good viewing spot, and let it ride.
Yeah, get your popcorn ready. Absolutely. Before Butch steals it.
I will steal it. Correct.
No doubt.
There is no doubt.
86-70, Wisconsin defeats UCLA. Today we'll take another break. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry reported total sales.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, natural... smoked ham, Canadian bacon.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin defeats UCLA 86-70 this afternoon. Hey, Butchie's breakdown would be pretty easy today.
It would be, yes. A lot of – well, no. They didn't take care of the offensive glass. UCLA got way too many off.
18-second chance points is crazy.
You can't have that. I mean, it's just – you can't win in March if you do that. Or you just drill 19 threes.
That always helps.
It was fantastic.
How about this?
It really was, though. I mean, fantastic.
We had talked a couple times. They had some – multiple possessions that were just a thing of beauty. 30 made shots, 22 assists.
The ball was, I mean, yeah. I said the ball, especially the first half, the ball has energy. And I know I'm weird, but when you say that, the way it was moving, it's almost like it was meant to go in. Mm-hmm. You know, when five guys are on the floor, and every guy touches it, and it ends up in the deep corner for a wide-open look for three, those are the ones that go in. There's something to be said about sharing the basketball and playing together. And when you do that, you set yourself up for a lot of success, and that's what you saw today. We haven't seen that over the last three or four games. Part of that, Max Klusman not being out there. Part of it, just kind of trying to find a little bit of that rhythm, which they had for the majority of the year. Well, you saw it finally again this afternoon.
Yep, and Tanjay was terrific. They all were, really. Yeah, Tanjay with the 26 points, Blackwell with 18. And you'd really have to nitpick today, wouldn't you? I mean, they just –
I'm sure there's somebody out there that's doing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure there's somebody that's out there doing it. It's not going to be me. That being said, I got a great text, though.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. It looks like I'm buying, boys, from Scotty.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, my night just got a lot better.
Good day.
Not equals, that my day was bad.
Yeah, good
my
day.
My day was great, but my night got a lot better.
Good day becomes a great night. Remember, it's an earlier start tomorrow. So behave yourself. Badgers over UCLA today, 86-70. We're back to mercifully wrap this up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head. But you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Jim Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. Hoping you'll join us tomorrow as the Badgers square off against Michigan State in the Big Ten Tournament semifinals. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Right now, we're going to talk to some of our favorite people. We got the Historic Point Boston. We got Tom Brenner with us right now, and we're going to talk about their Sugar Bush event along with some other fun things going on over at the Historic Point Boston. Tom, good to see you. How you been?
It's great to be here. Been good.
Good. Good to hear, man. Always appreciate the time and love catching up with you guys over at the Historic Point Boss. It's been a busy time for you guys over there. You had a lot of great events going on, and we got another great one right around the corner. The Sugar Bush event at the Historic Point Boss comes up this Saturday, March 15th, 10 to 4. Tom, let's talk about this, and let's tell people about this event as if they haven't heard of it before or something.
Well, it's our annual spring. It's like resurrection for us because we've been not at the site since December.
Right.
We've been there, but the public hasn't been there. And so it's a real annual thing in Wisconsin. In history, it was a great thing, almost necessary because there was no sugar growing up here, a little bit of honey, but mostly maple sugar was the thing. And harvesting in February and March was the big deal for thousands of years.
One of the things that I appreciate so much about what you guys do over there, certainly keeping history alive and, you know, even...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Call me up or don't come at all. You leave your peace in on, that's your call. It never paid to be merciful. Call me up or don't come at all.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Hall Show. Coming heavy. All the keep it going. I love that song, man. We got to come heavy. Coming heavy. James Santel bringing in the big wigs here. Jeff P.S. working the board. I got a fight in me today. I wish Chuck Schumer had a little more. We're going to get to that as well. I know, man. It's just a day. Thank God it's Friday. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a law review right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Friend of ours joining me today. It's been a few weeks, and we're catching up. And as a former U.S. attorney, I was work for the DOJ, right?
I did. I actually worked right in that building, had meetings in that very room where our
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Right now, we're going to talk to some of our favorite people. We got the Historic Point Boss, and we got Tom Brenner with us right now, and we're going to talk about their Sugar Bush event along with some other fun things going on over at the Historic Point Boss. Tom, good to see you. How you been?
It's great to be here. Been good.
Good. Good to hear, man. Always appreciate the time and love catching up with you guys over at the Historic Point Boss. It's been a busy time for you guys over there. You had a lot of great events going on, and we got another great one right around the corner. The Sugar Bush event at the Historic Point Boss comes up this Saturday, March 15th, 10 to 4. Tom, let's talk about this, and let's tell people about this event as if they haven't heard of it before or something.
Well, it's our annual spring. It's like resurrection for us because we've been not at the site since December.
Right.
We've been there, but the public hasn't been there. And so it's a real annual thing in Wisconsin. In history, it was a great thing, almost necessary because there was no sugar growing up here, a little bit of honey, but mostly maple sugar was the thing. And harvesting in February and March was the big deal for thousands of years.
One of the things that I appreciate so much about what you guys do over there, certainly keeping history alive and, you know, even for some out there, kind of helping them learn things that they may have not known about this area or they're, you know, taking some pride in their history. But then there's the things, too, that I think that are just universal and I think are always a nice reminder of the perspective of. You mentioned something there about sugar not being that accessible. Mm-hmm. There's going to be people listening to this right now that they can't wrap their minds around that. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Well, if I want sugar, it's right there. It's always. But this was not. This takes us to a different time when that was not the case.
It doesn't grow here.
No.
And even in southern U.S., very little. Some sorghum down that way, but maple sugar was the big thing for forever.
Well, and in this, you know, I think that right now, especially, it's great for us to learn. Anytime we can help people learn, hey, this doesn't come from here, or mm-hmm. where it comes from, or some, not only gives us a chance to shout out and give some pride in some other areas, like we try to do with our own, but I think just interesting. It's just interesting to find out about this and how far we've come with trade and so much of this with our own goods and their goods and some of that. Tom, one of the other parts of this, too, that I enjoy is just talking about maple syrup. Mm-hmm. Any chance I have to talk about maple syrup, I love being able to do that, Tom. I'm a big fan. And I'm not alone. This is one of the more popular parts of this event as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'll be able to see maple syrup being made, boiled in a big cauldron, as they would have done 100, 150 years ago. But you'll also get a chance to see how it was done long before that, where we have a hollowed log and we use heated rocks to heat the syrup, to condense it, to make it into syrup and then into sugar. It's actually a two-step process. And the native people didn't use maple syrup. They maybe did when they were making it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But once they had to put everything away to keep it, yeah. And drying was a big thing. And maple sugar is literally dried maple syrup.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's cooked down further until it crystallizes.
It's
and for storage, that's the only thing they could do. And they made tons of it, literally mm-hmm. tons of it.
Tom, what are some of the things that will be going on with the event people can look forward to?
Well, besides the making of the syrup itself, they're going to be making some small silver dollar buckwheat pancakes so that people can try a little maple syrup and a little buckwheat pancakes. This year, they're not going to be made in the Wakely House.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, we're under reconstruction there, and it's not available this spring.
Oh.
So in the bunkhouse, where there is also a wood-fired stove,
mm-hmm.
we will be making pancakes. We will be talking about tapping maple trees and some things out near the log cabin. There'll be some people working in the blacksmith shop, in the carpenter shop, in the barn, and in the one-room school. So there's lots of things to come and see and do, and each one will be kind of themed around the maple harvest, but the big thing will be the boiling of the sap.
I remember getting to take part in this event years ago, long before I worked at the station here and everything. And one of the things that I thought was really cool that I didn't understand, and I learn more and more about this history all the time, is how any one thing we're talking about, just something like this, you know, making maple syrup or sugar in general, even just sugar, how it took a village.
Oh,
you know, nowadays we go, it's one stop. I go here for this particular thing. I go to this place for this particular thing. And when we're talking about something like this, it took the community. It took so many people to get these things built. It's kind of cool to hear that process.
Especially in the native community, they would go to a sugar bush where it'd be a large grove of maple trees. But then each family had its own little section. And they would then, but literally had to work together. The women did a lot of the making of the syrup because the men were cutting wood and keeping the fires going. So the women and children many times were hauling the birch bark baskets that they used. There's a way to fold birch bark so it's waterproof or will hold water.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring that in and then
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The lawsuits are piling up as the roots of democracy in the United States are being tested. Lisa Hale has more.
Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another coalition of states filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over planned layoffs in the Department of Education. On Tuesday, the agency announced plans to lay off about 1,300 employees, or half of its workforce. The coalition requested a court order to stop the dismantling of the department, arguing the layoffs are illegal and unconstitutional.
At a virtual town hall on Thursday, Senator Tammy Baldwin said she's been fighting to get back to a bipartisan way of addressing the budget in their funding resolution currently on the table.
Frankly, in years past, we have funded our government agencies on the basis of bipartisan cooperation.
She said Republican colleagues have walked away from the negotiations, leaving them with really bad choices.
My Republican colleagues in the House and the Senate have walked away from the negotiating table completely.
Budget reconciliation will follow after the funding resolution is passed. Baldwin says this is when Donald Trump and the Senate and House Republicans intend to pass major new tax cuts that disproportionately benefit the very wealthy and large and profitable corporations, much like they did in 2017. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is providing resources for online safety. It includes tips for talking with your children about safe online practices. Sextortion cases are on the rise, where sexually explicit material from the victim is used to threaten and exploit. Teenage boys have been the most common targets in recent cases. More than 100 cyber tips have been received already this year. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, March 13th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. We're joined right now by our great friend, Laura Huber from UW Extension. And Laura, usually we get together and we talk 4-H. We're going to be diving into a different topic today.
Absolutely. So normally, you know, I'm working with young people and I'm working with the volunteers who work with young people. But I've started something new. I'm here as a volunteer today for a program that, I don't know, it means a lot to me. And I feel like a lot of your listeners would love to know about the program because it has incredible benefits for middle-aged and older adults.
You know, it's funny to me that this topic came up. I've been working out since I was a little kid, my dad being an athlete, and it was just a big deal to him. And like a lot of us, as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little lax in my workout, haven't been able to keep up on it as much. My father, who is, 20-some years older than me and everything, is the one that's been keeping me on track and been keeping me on pace with this because as an athlete, as a former athlete, he realizes, well, he's done a lot to his body, and he's really got to keep it in shape. Otherwise, it could fall apart on him.
Sure.
And he loves to keep active. He likes to keep doing things and stuff. So it's been very helpful being around him and been helpful for that. But even with that being said, I talk to some of my students and some younger people, and they don't really take the time for these things. Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of people, one of the first things I do when I wake up is stretching. I don't even think about it. I just kind of do it. Even simple things like that, not a lot of younger people are doing. So I could not agree with you more about the age range and men, women, all of the above.
Yeah.
But you're younger out there listening. Don't tune out.
Right.
You should be.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, March 14th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And we're welcoming to the studio right now friends of ours from the Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skating Club. We do want to send a shout-out to our good friend Meredith and everybody over at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, giving us this time to hang out with our figure skaters and talk a little bit about this amazing show that they have coming up tomorrow. I want to let you guys introduce yourselves so the audience can put a voice to the name. We'll start right there.
Hi, my name is Dara Hamm. I am the Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skate Club Learn to Skate Director.
Dara, thank you very much for being here. It's great to meet you.
Sure.
I am Peyton Hamm, a skater of the club.
Excellent. Peyton, thank you for being here.
Hi, I'm Brendan, and I've been skating with the club for about 6 or 7 years now.
Thanks for being here, Brendan. Appreciate the time, you guys. Thanks so much for being here, all of you. I'm looking forward to diving into the show and finding out a little bit more about the Figure Skating Club. As a journalist, I do need to mention there will be no journalistic integrity with this interview. Growing up, I was in a pair of skates when I was 5 years old. My father was a hockey player. I love skating. Him and I, the rest of our lives, will be glued to the Winter Olympics and watching figure skating and hockey and all of it. I'm a big fan of skating, and I think that it's one of those universal things that no matter where you grew up, where you live, who you are, getting a pair of skates on a kid at a young age has nothing but positives to it, along with some of the stuff that we're going to talk about today. And so I start there. Dara, I do want to dive into the club itself a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Can you tell us a little bit how long the club has been around, the Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skating Club?
So the club started back in 1997. So it's been around for a number of years. The club itself has grown over those years, where we've started started about 15 years ago doing the ice show like we're doing this coming weekend. It grows from learn to skate levels all the way up to private coaching and competitions, along with the ice shows that they put on every year. So there's a lot of various aspects of the club that's grown over time.
It's great to hear. Dar, when it came to making this club, to creating this and everything, we don't have to get too into the weeds in it, but was it difficult that you and some others, how did that start?
Well, like I said, it was created back in 1997, so that was actually a number of years ago before I was involved in things. But it's something that's grown over time. I think within hockey, that kind of started with things, but then there was also that aspect of need to grow from a figure skate level and do all aspects of skating. So with our club, we not only do figure skating, but we also have a lot of the hockey skaters in learn to skate and learning to skate and do the fundamentals of things to build all of those areas.
My father, and I don't know if they do this still in hockey, it sounds like somewhat, and certainly somewhat locally, but my father, his first hockey coach, had the team go out there in their first practice in figure skating skates, just so they would learn the difference of the skates and getting a little more control over their legs and their feet and some of that. Figure skating and hockey are intertwined, not just because of the simpleness of ice and skating and everything, but so much of the training that goes into your favorite hockey players, more than likely, they know something in figure skating or did a little work in figure skating or something like that. Some of the strongest human beings you will ever see are some of our Olympic figure skaters. Just they're amazing athletes. And it's really fun to talk about that in general, but on a local level, like I'm really enjoying that. I really enjoy what's happening with this club and the growth of this club and certainly what it means for our kids and the sport in itself. When it comes to the club, the future of the club, how are you seeing that? Are you seeing more and more members, or is that staying healthy?
Yeah, absolutely. I, as the Learn to Skate director, actually kind of welcome the new young skaters in. So we have many young skaters, as young as 3, that are joining the club. I think that actually this coming spring, we have a new Learn to Skate session. And right now I have about 20 Learn to Skate Snowplow Sam 1, which is our very first level. So we have a lot of young skaters that are joining in. This year, our numbers for skaters have increased from what they've been for the last couple of years. And I've kind of seen that trend over the last 2 to 3 years here.
That's so encouraging to hear. I was hoping to hear that. Mm-hmm. That's really good to hear. And fun for people out there. And we're going to tell you a little bit more later how you can get involved in the club. But I do want to have people keep that in mind as we're having this conversation. So, Dara, for you, though, how did you get involved with this club? What made you want to be a part of the figure skating club?
Right. Actually, kind of fun fact, I was in the Learn to Skate back in probably 97, 98. Okay. I took a couple classes. It didn't stick with it very long, but I grew up ice skating. I was out on the rec center ice skating fields, just having fun. So that was kind of a pastime of mine. When my daughter was younger, it was something came home from the mail or in the mail or with school. And, hey, you want to try it? Let's do it. And knowing that I grew up skating and having fun doing that, she's kind of jumped in that same boat.
Peyton, I was the same way with my dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. And let's go to Peyton here. And Peyton, same kind of question for you. Your mom told us a little bit about how you got involved, but what sparked in you that you're like, okay, I do want to try this? Because you guys, at your age, you're getting a lot of stuff. Like, hey, do you want to try this? Do you want to try that? What was it about this that made you want to try it?
I don't know. I just got stuck with it. And I don't know. I just tried a bunch of different sports, and that was the only one that I actually liked.
Hmm. Yeah, there's really not a lot of rhyme and reason of what makes us like something. We just know we do. You know, that's cool. That's good to hear. And for you, Brendan, what was it about you that got you involved in the club?
Honestly, I'm going to have to go with, like, the ice shows, because I went to the ice shows when I was a little kid, and I really, like, went to them, and I was like, wow, this is something that I really want to be in, and now I can actually do that. So I really think the ice show really boosted my confidence in why I wanted to do stuff like that and perform. So.
Right on. you know, you said something there that I think is really key to this conversation and important, the confidence, mm-hmm. the building of that. Dara, we don't know necessarily that there's no necessary playbook of how am I going to build up a kid? How am I going to build up their confidence? How am I going to help them feel stronger as a human being? And one of the major roles of us as adults is to do that. And I don't know that anybody necessarily has a blueprint on how to. So when we find things that interest kids and that they do take a liking to or something, support and encouragement costs nothing, mean everything, and being able to do that. Now, and just in only meeting two of the individuals from the club, I already see that in these guys, and that's really cool. Having fun out there, enjoying figure skating, whatever you do with it going forward is important. But one thing we can guarantee is that whatever you do in life could use a boost of confidence, could use a little bit of believing in yourselves. And that's a big part of figure skating. That's a big part of skating in general. When you think about this, to those that haven't skated before, the size of the length of a skate and the width of a skate and the idea that a human being can stand on that is just, you know, baffling to science in general, let alone all the things a figure skater can do or a hockey skater or just a skater can do. When you see that you can pull that off, we've normalized it, but it is no small feat to be able to get comfortable on a pair of skates. I've got really bad ankles, man. I can't go out there anymore. It's been a long time since I've been able to skate. But the feeling... I'm a little jealous of you, Dara, in some ways, because to see Peyton the first time getting on those skates, and there's nothing like that to see a young person have the confidence to try this. I'm not even saying just actually accomplishing it, but just to even give this sport a try, you have to be brave to do, let alone to actually pull it off and have some fun out there. I am very impressed by both of you, and all these kids are part of this club. It's really cool. When it comes to the show itself, let's dive into that right now. And I'm talking about the Land of Make-Believe, the Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skating Club show that is going to be coming up tomorrow, March 15th, a 1 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show. And then Sunday, they'll have a 1 o'clock matinee for you. All these shows will take place at our Southwood County Rec Center. You can get tickets there as well. What can you tell us about the show, Dar?
Oh, our show has been put together over the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So if you have the opportunity to come, which we all would encourage people to come watch these kids, they've worked hard over the last 2 weeks. Each one of them has at least one show, their program that they are putting on. And it is really a way for them to show all of the skills that they've learned, not only this past year, but as the seniors and the older kids have been in it for a number of years, what they've learned throughout their career on the ice. So it's really an opportunity for them to show off everything that they've done. But keep in mind as you're watching it, this was put together in 2 weeks. They didn't start choreographing or working at any of these things, and I'm in awe every time I watch them to see just how much you guys do in a short period of time and how the whole ice rink is transformed into really the Land of Make-Believe.
Yeah, well said. Mm-hmm. Once again, no journalistic integrity, you guys. I mentioned I was about 5 or 6 when I had my first pair of skates on. I've been acting since I was 7. I love theater. I love any type of theater, any type of acting. And here we've got two of my favorite things just being combined. So there's just no way I could be having any integrity with this interview. I love you guys. I love what you guys are doing. It's awesome. For you both, what was... one of your favorite parts about this production, about putting this together, about your part in it. Now, Peyton, what is your favorite part of the show?
Well, I think maybe getting to put it on and see people's reactions.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great response. Great answer. And Brendan, how about for you?
So I actually had the opportunity to choreograph a number this year. It's really exciting because some of these kids, it's going to be their first time ever going on the ice and performing in front of people. And I'm letting them use props, and they're really excited to use those props. And I'm really excited to have them showcase it in front of everyone for the first time. So,
Brendan, I'm seeing here that you're a senior and you're 17 years old. That's not fair. You shouldn't be this talented already. As an entertainer, I'm not sure how I feel about it. No, that's awesome, man. That's really cool. What did it feel like choreographing it? How did that go, and how long did it take you to do that?
So we had 3 practices last week, and then we had 3 this week. And last week, I just did a couple elements with them to see how they can do it. And I basically just kind of put it together so they all can do the same thing. And then basically throughout this week, I added the props and had them use those props. And actually, like, they got together really well. Like, honestly,
I wasn't able to do it in 2 weeks when I first started show, but they, as this young, at this young of an age, like they're doing really well. And yesterday I ran through it. I didn't even need to help them. They could do it all by themselves. So I'm really excited for them.
2 weeks to put a production together is crazy. In theater, you just never see that kind of thing. It's very impressive that you guys are doing that. And to hear the turnout of that, that's really cool to hear. And a credit to the coaches and to you yourself too, man, because putting the routine together so that they could get it and it still be entertaining, that's not an easy balance to do all the time. So nice job. Brendan, I do have to ask, your last name is Pond. Did you feel like you had to get involved with skating in some way or some kind of water-based sport? I'm joking. I'm just kidding. It's a bad joke. I apologize. But no, I did want to make you laugh a little bit. I can't help that.
Yeah.
When it comes to the rehearsal time on the show, how often did they get to rehearse, and how long did they get to rehearse?
So each program that a child is in or a skater is in, they have three rehearsals each week. Hmm. Each rehearsal is a half hour. Hmm. So an hour and a half.
Yeah. Wow.
1 week, an hour and a half the next week.
Wow.
It's not a lot of time at all, and they do an amazing job. We have great coaches, great leaders that help these little kids and have learned a lot.
If people want tickets, they can get them right there the day of at the front desk and everything. I imagine similar to getting River Kings tickets when you go there and everything and pick them up the day of at the show. So keep that in mind. And as we always like to remind you, to buy local, support local, and that includes the arts and our nonprofits and everything, everybody. It means the world to these kids to be able to see familiar faces as well as just community members in that crowd and cheering them on and enjoying an amazing show. And when you do this, keep in mind, if you're bringing your little ones, and we do encourage you to bring your little ones to this, they may want to be involved in this club. Ice skating is contagious in all the best of ways. There is very few people that put on a pair of skates and give it a shot and don't continue with it, especially when you're young. You talk to listen to any interview with any hockey player from the dawn of hockey to now, and they'll tell you, well, I was about 5 or 6 when I put on a pair of skates. If you want kids to get involved with this, it's a great thing to do when they're young. And to really to hit on when they're young. Dara, I would like to talk a little bit about getting involved in the club and how people can do that. If there's any parents out there listening or kids hearing this, I'm like, oh, this sounds pretty cool. I want to be a part of this. Is there a way they can learn more or find out or be a part of the club?
Absolutely. We have our Facebook page, which is the Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skate Club page, as well as our website. So WRFSC is a great way to search and pull up the website. There's a ton of information on there, from our Learn to Skate information, our ice show information. Like I said, we offer private coaching and private lessons, so there's a ways to build. But we start kids as young as 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So if parents are interested in just getting their kids out to do something so they're not sitting in front of a TV or on their phones and tablets, I know that's the big thing that we always are like, let's try to limit that and get the kids out doing things. Our goal is to have the kids learn things and have fun doing so. So parents can also be there to watch. There's plenty of other things parents can do. Really, the ice show is the biggest time where parents are getting involved. But it's so fun to watch that. During the school year or throughout the other course of the year, we offer various camps that parents are able to volunteer and help with as well. It just depends on what level your kids are at and how much involvement you want to do. But the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to, we focus a lot on the kids and rightfully so and everything, but if there's an adult out there listening and they've always wanted to learn to skate, would they be able to reach out about the learning to skate programs?
Absolutely. We've offered several adult classes. I think Brendan may even have coached some of those adults.
Yeah.
Because we have offered a various number of coaches, some of that have been there for years coaching, and then others that have been in the club and are now coaching themselves. But we offer that definitely to adults, like I said, age 3 all the way up. So the sky's the limit, really.
Thank you for that. Brendan, I have to ask, when it comes to, your journey in this sport and now being, you're designing choreography for a show, you're coaching in some of that. How does that feel? How good does that feel to be able to do that?
It feels amazing because now that I'm able to coach, I know that I can do that in the future as well. And when I was younger, I always looked up to my coaches. And when I was younger, I always was like, hey, I want to coach too. So I'm glad I can do that now and now see like the kids and have them look up to their coaches too.
It's great, man. And good on you. And Peyton, thank you very much for being here today. Did an amazing job. Don't take my job, though. I need this job, Peyton. So please don't get too good at this or anything. But you did a great job. Thanks for being here. And Dara, I really do appreciate not only you being here and putting up with my questions and all that stuff, but what you are taking the time out of your day to do with this program and these kids. There's an investment in our future that happens with clubs like this that we can't put words to. There is no you know, perfect phrase I can say to thank you or show that we appreciate it and everything, but we really do. And to the rest of your coaches and everybody else out there working at this program, to all sponsors, volunteers, everybody a part of this, thank you. Thank you for the work that you're doing with this one. Also, get used to being here, because I want you guys back. You all did too good of a job. I want you guys to come back. So, you know, get used to the however route you took getting here, you're going to be taking it again. And just one last time, Dara, to remind everybody that how they can get involved with the club or find out more about the club, just send them to the website, the Facebook page?
Correct. The Facebook page or the website. Either way. Would be great opportunities to learn more.
And I always test this out for our audience. I just threw into my search bar Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skating Club, popped right up. First thing that popped up, so you'll be able to find it real easy, everybody. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, keep up to date on what they're doing, and follow them on social media. Be sure to share their posts on your pages. You just never know who might see these things that wouldn't otherwise. Really appreciate you guys and really appreciate the time. This was a lot of fun. It's a real fun way to wrap up the week for us. I want to remind everybody again, you could see these kids in action. The Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skating Club presents The Land of Make-Believe. Tomorrow, Saturday, March 15th, 1 o'clock show, 7 o'clock show, and then on Sunday, they'll have a 1 o'clock show to wrap up everything. Children in 3 and under are getting in for free. $10 at the door, $9 in advance. You can get those tickets at the Southwick County Rec Center at 2711 16th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Big shout out to all the sponsors and everybody else involved. And keep in mind, if you'd like to get involved, volunteer or something like that, again, reach out to them, especially on their Facebook page or something. I encourage you to do that. Thanks again, you guys had a great time. Thank you. You guys have a great time with the show.
Thank you.
I want to send a big shout out to Meredith Kleckler and our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau who set up these interviews for us and give us a chance to talk to some of our fun clubs and nonprofits out there. It was a great time and a big thank you to Meredith. A lot of great things going on in the area this weekend. You can find out more by going to the Visit Wisconsin visitwisrapids.com and go to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau's website. Like the Winter Farmers Market is happening Saturday, 9 to 1. Be sure to check that out, everybody, over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Of course, on March 15th, the Sugar Bush event at the Historic Point Boss. Check that out. That's going to be a lot of fun. March 15th and 16th, Land of Make-Believe Ice Show. Going to be happening at the Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skating Club. This will be taking place at the Southwick County Rec Center with our Figure Skating Club. Be sure to check that out. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, March 20th. That's going to be a great one. You want to check that out as well. Keep in mind, we've been talking a lot about this. The music of Billy Joel and Elton John starring Michael Cavanagh coming to the Southwick County Arts Council, the PAC. They're going to be performing on March 20th. We'll be giving away tickets on the morning show, by the way, for that. Be listening and get your tickets there. March 22nd through April 13th, Nakusa Walleye Days. Oh, it's finally here. We're so excited about this. One of our favorite events in the area. That is right around the corner coming up. March 25th, U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus is going to be going on at the Arts Council at the Performing Arts Center. We'll be talking with some members from that, I'm sure, on our Midday Magazine right in this time slot. That's going to be coming up for you. You've also got the Arts Coffee at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center on March 27th. March 28th, they'll have a photography exhibit and open recreation at the Alexander House. Any chance you get to check that out. And, of course, there's our Southwick County Historical Museum that is always waiting for you and looking forward to having you come over and stop by. Be sure to check that out. And again, find out about all of our great local events and different things going on in our area at visitwisrapids.com. Visitwisrapids.com. Be sure to bookmark that and follow them on social media. And next week on Midday Magazine, we're going to be having some fun. Not only will we have a ton of great guests for you, but on Monday's show in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to be doing a spring candidate interviews. We have our 2025 spring candidate interviews. We've been collecting these interviews, pre-recording these, and we're going to play them all together for you. We have Vito and Carla and Tim and Mark on Monday's episode. They are running for various positions like Town of Rome Supervisor. Those are all running for Town Board Supervisor or Town Rome Chairperson. So you'll be able to hear all of those together. And then on Tuesday during Community Stories Hour 5 to 6, we'll be playing some other interviews that we have done with the Port Edwards Village President nominees and Wisconsin Rapids School Board nominees. All those will be coming up for you, and we will...
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As a midnight deadline looms...
Mrs. Blackburn. Mr. Blumenthal. Ms. Blunt,
a GOP spending bill to avert a government shutdown has cleared a key hurdle, providing a pathway for Senate passage. This was the first of six votes. 10 Democrats voted to advance the legislation. A crowd protested outside the Department of Education headquarters today, rallying against the Trump administration's mass layoffs at the agency. Portia Allen Kyle is with the group Color of Change.
People want to see something different. They want a different type of government, a government that works for us, not a government that is, you know, out to disrupt our entire system and structure and block opportunity for generations to come.
Secretary of State Rubio says more visas will be revoked in the coming days, specifically people who occupied university buildings.
We will continue to look for people that we would never have allowed into this country on student visas had we known they were going to do what they've done. But now that they've done it, we're going to get rid of them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the